Good morning. Today I have just come out of the Manet exhibition in the Royal Academy in London, and I'm sitting in glorious sunshine. It is a proper spring morning at last. I have had the most amazing morning, very uplifting. I got the audio guide, so I know more about certain of the portraiture. But, oh, I am missing my mother so hugely. She would have been here with me, and we could have discussed the painting and the paint and the way he had done it and everything. But, you know, I chose to come on my own, and I'm glad I did. I wasn't going to. I was in a foul mood this morning, chundering at the bit at hubby, who I'd allowed to book us in for something else when I wanted to do something else. But that's my problem. I've got to learn to actually train him a bit better, I think. But I am looking up at the facade of the Royal Academy with all the artists' statues at the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, I see behind the 5, 6, 7 of them. I suppose I ought to know who they are, but I don't know. Oh, 8, 9. I ought to know who they are, but I don't. And the rest of the glorious buildings around, I'm thinking, yeah, this has been one of the best ways to get out of a bad mood. To lift yourself, go amongst people, lift yourself up, look at something that is beyond my capabilities, but gives hope that one can actually have a go and put paint on paper and just, you know, daub away. The queue for this, by the way, is snaking right up to where I'm sitting in the courtyard. And it's on its last week. So it's obviously been a tremendous success, as it should be, because it is a brilliant exhibition. And now I am going to wander up Bond Street, and I'm going to buy some shoes. And my husband is going to pay for them, because I'm in that sort of mood. I hope your day is going just as well as mine, if not better. And I'll talk to you another day, in another place, in another time. And that's all I've got to say, apart from hugs and love, and talk to you soon. Bye.